Thank you for visiting New Song Community Church on the web at newsongpdx.com. We pray that you will be blessed by listening to the message today. You are welcome to celebrate with us in worship and the Word every Sunday at 10 a.m. We are located on the corner of Russell Street at 2511 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Portland, Oregon.
Good morning. Wasn't that an awesome song? Well, it just lifted me up. It's time for me to give my testimony today, my testimony of Thanksgiving. And as we go into this Thanksgiving week, there is so much that I am truly, truly thankful for. And one of the things is this church right here at New Song. Amen. So for my testimony, I just wanted to share my professional experience. I moved to Portland about 3.5 years ago for a great opportunity at work. And for me, I am an engineering executive in the automotive trucking industry, which is a very male-dominated industry. And so I'm one of the very few women executives at work. And I just want to say that the Lord has blessed me. He has kept me. He has held me. He has lifted me up. He has given me favor. And I'm just so thankful for this favor. And truthfully, I am thankful for leaning not to my own understanding, because if it had been up to me, I wouldn't have moved to Portland, Oregon. But I listened to what I prayed. We were prayerful. My husband and I, we were prayerful. And we heard from the Lord that this is what we were to do. And what I ask for is that these are not my words, but these are the Lord's words, and that every day I am a vessel for Him. You know, I try to tame my ego and not worry about the success of the world, but be significant to Him and to do His will. And so at work, when I am able and an opportunity presents itself, I share my faith with those around me. I share my faith with those who are agnostic. I share my faith with those who are atheists. And I'm not overbearing. I know that some plant the seed, some water the seed, and some have the harvest. And I want to do my part and my role. And so at work, I've given gifts like the book, The Prayers That Availeth Much, to my coworkers. I've given gifts of mouse pads with Bible verses on them. And if you come into my office, you will see Bible verses on my mouse pads. And so it's a reminder to you, whether or not you want to see it, you're going to see it in my office. And God has given me this passion and this ambition and this drive. And I don't want to abuse any power. I want to give glory to Him so that whatever is given to me, that it points right back to Him. I would be nothing, nothing without Him. And God gave me a goal and a dream to be on a corporate board one day, to be a corporate director on a board. And within about a year, I was blessed to get on the Ronald McDonald House Charity Board. And so in addition to my day job, I'm able to help bless sick children that are seeking hospital care here in Portland at OHSU. So I'm thankful for that. And I would also be remiss if I didn't say that I was thankful for my amazing family. And so my mother's here with me. My parents are amazing. I just came back from Australia because we launched a new product in Australia. So I just landed from Australia yesterday. And my mother was here all week helping to take care of our three children. And so I also want to thank my amazing husband, who is wonderful and supportive, because without his support, I couldn't do what I'm doing right now. And I have three beautiful children, Grant, Hillary, and Channer, who I'm so thankful for. Some people don't have any children. And some people don't have healthy children. And so I'm just so thankful for them. They're tremendous blessings to me. And I would also be remiss if I didn't thank God and share that some of you know my husband and I, we're a bicoastal family. We moved here from North Carolina, and we were in North Carolina for 2 years. And in North Carolina, my husband, in addition to his professional career, purchased a pizza franchise. And now we have two pizza franchises. And I know this might not be the most comfortable, but I would be remiss if I didn't thank God for the blessings that he has given us to allow us to provide the financial means that we can, he can fly back and forth to spend time with our family and to support his job, my job, and the stores. And we were having some hard times with one of the stores, and we had closed it in February. The second store we closed in February. And we kept the first store open because it was becoming too financially challenging. But praise God, he did a miracle. In September, my husband was able to secure a contract with a local university in North Carolina, and we were able to reopen that second store. And so I just want to say that the blessings may not always be the way you think. They may not look the way you think they are supposed to look. But if you are open to his truth, his will, and do his will in your life, you will reap all the blessings and all the benefits. And the Lord provides, and I just want to be his vessel and continue to do his will in my life and be significant to him. And thank you, and hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
We have so many things to be thankful for. I think one of the things that just really resonates for us is our children. When I married Antonio, it wasn't known that it was thought that I couldn't have children. And the blessing in being able to have my son, when we first found out, the doctor said, "Don't come in. Take more tests. Prove that you'll be able to keep him. Let's see if it sticks." And then through that process, every time we went in, they were more surprised. Wow, he's still here. And through that process, they said, "Well, you know, you're high risk and there's a lot going on, and I don't want you to be alarmed if things don't turn out." But each time we went in, there was more there. And finally, I had a doctor come to me and say, "Ignore everything that you're hearing. I've been doing this for a long time. And I want you to know I see nothing that would indicate that your son won't be able to stay with you." And sure enough, December 20, he'll be 3 years old. So won't he do it?
So what Sherelle didn't tell you is the doctor said, you know, this geriatric pregnancy because she was over a certain age. And so they never, so they felt like, you know, she couldn't have kids. But, you know, shortly after we got married, we actually found out that we were pregnant. And right the day after we found out, she miscarried. And it was the hardest thing that we had gone through in an early marriage to know and be excited to have kids and then, or to have another child and then find out that she lost the baby. So I get really emotional because if you ever see me with my kids or any other kids that I'm around, I work with kids and it's like every kid is my own kid. So to feel like you lost someone is the worst feeling. And this week has been really tough, and it's been tough because we went through a little trial this week, and my wife don't want me to share it, but this is God that is so amazing, and if I don't share it, I wouldn't be giving glory to God, because last Sunday, we left from here excited, you know, leaving church, excited and being filled with the Holy Spirit, and we went to the mall, and I said, "Babe, I'm gonna just go in and walk around the mall with my son," and we went to the ice skating rink, and he had never been over there, and we were watching, and he's standing right next to me right here. And I look down, and this little girl is scraping up ice, and I'm just thinking, like, I want I'm going to ask her to get some ice so I can give to my son. And I turned around, and he wasn't there. And it was the worst feeling of my life to be a father, and I couldn't protect my son. I didn't know where he went. He just wandered off. Like, it was just one quick second. And I'm running around the mall yelling his name, and I'm looking in people's eyes, and nobody is, like, cared. And it was, as a parent, if you have a child and you ever went through that, it's the worst feeling in the world. And by the grace of God, my wife came down, and he had wandered all the way around the other side of the ice skating ring. And he was just a child playing with the little gumball. And she picked him up and grabbed him. And, you know, it's only God, because I've read so many things about kids being missing and parents not being reunited with their kids. And this whole week, I've been fighting, trying to fight against all the negative thoughts, like what could have happened, this or that. And it's only God. And I share this with you because I'm so thankful for my family and what God has done in our lives, even though we've been so blessed. But it's just a reminder of how we go through things in life to be reminded how thankful we are, and how we need to share our testimony with others so that others can be inspired and say, it's only God, and we need to praise him. So thank you all for allowing us to share.
Praise God. Isn't this great? Okay, I've been with the same company for 14 years. Praise God. He has given me favor and put me in a position of leadership. So about a year ago, I'm going along, I'm doing a great job, I'm highly respected, I'm king of the hill, and I feel like Rocky at the top of the stairs, you know. I can do all things through Christ whose strength is in me. Yes, but I had a conspirator on my team who was plotting and scheming behind the scenes to defame my character. She convinced all the managers that I was incompetent, controlling, and had a bad attitude. Her mission was to bring me down. Then, with no evidence, my manager starts coaching me, sometimes for hours about trivial things. This went on for months. I dreaded going to work, fearful of being reprimanded, sick to my stomach, and I was sure I was being coached out of a job. And I kept praying, God, just get me out of here, please. My character's all beat up. I'm doubting myself. I'm going around talky about my situation, my circumstances. And by this time, I did have a bad attitude. I felt defeated. And now I felt like Rocky in the 14th round, all laid out, eyes swollen, needing smelling salts. I can do all things through Christ whose strength is in me. No, I was super pathetic. And I couldn't figure out why God wasn't getting me out of this. So one day I'm reading Romans 8, and I come across this scripture. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Hello? Okay. I was reminded, because sometimes you need a clonk on the head, of who I am in Christ, the benefits I have as a believer, and the awesome power of the Word of God. Romans 8 is about walking by the Spirit, not in the flesh, being heirs with Christ, future glory, how God works in all things, even the hard stuff, and how we are more than conquerors. Romans 8:9 says, you, however, are controlled not by the flesh, but by the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you. He does, but I was allowing my flesh to rule. God showed me that I was in my emotions, reacting from my flesh, not trusting him through to the other side of the circumstances. And my confession, what was coming out of my mouth, was pitiful, not powerful. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that God works all things together for the good of those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. That's me. I felt like God was saying, stop trying to get out of your circumstances, but go through them with a God mind heart attitude, regardless of the end result, and to let him fight my battles. So I took the whole book of Romans 8, because it's all just so good, and stuck it on my monitor and basically ate it for breakfast. Romans 8 was my Wheaties. I read it out loud every day until his word strengthened me and produced in me a new attitude. The word of God put my heart and mind and confession in a better posture to face the daily firing squad with peace and God confidence. So instead of complaining, I praised him for the trials that challenged my faith. I thanked him for provisions and putting me in a place of influence. I got out of the way so God could take a punch. And guess what happened? God changed the circumstances. The conspirator was exposed and quit. The coaching manager was fired. I kept my job. We got a kinder, gentler manager. God replaced my accuser with an awesome Christian woman who blesses me daily. Yes. So, I'm back on top. The managers say they can't run the program without me. And because I can't do life without Jesus, my confession is this: I am more than a conqueror through him who loves me. Amen.
Glory to God. Would you stand with us? It's about time for us to leave this place, but not the presence of God. If you stand to your feet, we're going to speak a word of benediction over you. We talked about being grateful, being thankful to God. The greatest thing we can be thankful for is because Jesus saved us. And before you walk out those doors, we want to make sure everybody knows who Jesus is. As committed to him. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If today God has spoken something to your spirit, you say, you know, I don't recall ever having made that commitment to Jesus, or somehow I kind of strayed away. In this closing prayer, I'm not going to ask you to come forward or anything. I'm just going to ask you just to acknowledge what God's doing in your life right now. If you're saying, I would receive prayer today to make this the best Thanksgiving I've ever had in my life by surrendering to Jesus. If that's you, slip your hand up in the air, because we want to pray for you right now. God bless you. 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 I knew you were here. Now you watch what God's going to do. Leave those hands up there for a moment. Jesus, let your power, let your anointing, let your glory, let your Holy Spirit invade, take over. At this time, we'll be the most grateful people we have ever been in our lives. Let the power of the Holy Spirit just be upon us for the days ahead. And Lord, give us the opportunity to just turn our lives and surrender over to you. We thank you for all that you've done today. We thank you for, as we leave this place, but not your presence, that this week, when we sit around the table, Lord, it won't be about all the things around the table. It's because of one who gave it to us. And Lord, restore relationships that have been broken. Heal hearts that have been displaced. And we'll give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening today. We pray that you have been blessed by listening to the message. You are welcome to celebrate with us in worship and the Word every Sunday at 10 a.m. If you have a prayer need, we welcome you to submit it through our website. We'd love to pray for you. Will you consider supporting us with your prayer and financial gifts? God bless you.